Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, and I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you've been listening to the Mormon Channel radio stream lately, then you've probably noticed a brand new song in our rotation. And it's a soulful rendition of the hymn Sunshine in My Soul, arranged and performed by Ashley Hess and Amber Lynn Stoppel, both LDS musicians from the Provo area. And this is an interesting song because it can kind of be overlooked, and it's not sung as much in the LDS church anymore, but Ashley and Amber have found a way to put new life and meaning into it, and they're here in the studio today to talk about this project with us. Thanks for being here, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So when the Mormon Channel reached out to you about revamping a classic hymn, why was this one kind of one that you wanted to do?
I'm not sure which one of us found it first, but I think we were just kind of looking for something that was a little less, you know, not sung as much anymore, but still familiar, and something that had like a strong hook in it. So mm-hmm. that, you know, because some of the hymns are more, they're praise, but they're not, there's not really hooks in them. So
yeah.
I think that was what drew me to it. And I immediately felt like it could be something that was a lot more upbeat and just kind of groovy. And that's why I liked
yeah.
it.
I think something that kind of we both talked about a little bit is it was cool because we were able to put our own style into the song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a song that everybody knows, but like you said, it's a little bit overlooked. And I think that it's cool that we kind of switched it up in a way that kind of gets stuck in your head, but that's a little bit easier to digest a little bit. And it's
yeah.
really easy to sing along to and clap along to. And it's just a really fun, happy song.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely more modern.
Yes.
yeah. And what does, throughout this whole process of you creating and performing and revising and the song, what have you sort of discovered that Sunshine in My Soul means to each of you?
I have a lot of friends and family that are not LDS or religious.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I feel like I just have this like thing in me that I want to share to everybody, but sometimes that's not accepted the way that I would like it to. And so just being able to say, I'm happy on the inside and I have this and you don't have to know it or love it the same way that I do, but I just want you to know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that it's a huge part of me. And so I think that translates to just perspective and attitude. And I mean, I think that's what the gospel does for me is gives me perspective and positive outlooks on life. And so that to me is what sunshine is.
No, totally. I think that for me, it was captured so well in the video that we did for it, just by kind of how Amber said that how with the gospel, you just have this light in you and you have this knowledge that you want to share with other people and you want to spread because it makes, for me, it makes me so happy and I want other people to experience that same happiness. And so kind of in the video, that's what we're trying to capture is us spreading that happiness and that sunshine with other people. And so I think that for me, that's what the song is. And there's the lines in the song, like there's sunshine in my soul, there's music in my soul. I think it was just so relatable for both Amber and I, just for our love for the gospel and our love for music and how we were able to put those two things together. It was really cool.
Absolutely. And how, for each of you, you're both musicians in your own right, and you do sing together as well on occasion. How is music, and especially sort of working with these hymns and recreating hymns, how is that a spiritual experience for each of you?
For me, music is such a cool way for me to express myself and for me to share my talents and even my beliefs with other people in a way that, I mean, you can talk to people about your beliefs, but I feel like if you're doing that through music, music can connect with people in a different way that words can't. And so for me, just being able to share what I know and use my talents in doing so is the coolest thing for me, especially with hymns and then even just in my own music, just having that outlet to share the gospel and to share what I believe is just so great. And it's I feel very lucky that I get to do that.
Absolutely. What about you, Amber?
I mean, I can echo a lot of what Ashley said. I think also for me, I've actually been listening to like a lot of like gospel and praise music that's not necessarily LDS music, but just gospel and praise music. And it has just really touched me in a really different way. You know, I obviously didn't grow up Southern Baptist or anything mm-hmm. like that. So I can only imagine what it feels like growing up that way. But having a little bit of taste of that and being able to understand that song is testimony and being able to sing praises and kind of get out of your head and just, you know, when I've done a couple hymns already before this one, and it's just so different than secular music. You know, it's so, it just kind of feels like, oh, I want to shout this from the rooftops, you know, and there's so much meaning in it. And you don't always get that. Sometimes you do in secular music, but not all the time. And so for me, it's really cool to be able to sing things that are so deeply rooted in my soul.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope that people feel or kind of realize after they've heard your song? And then, as you mentioned, watch your video that will be coming out to accompany it.
Sunshine?
Do you feel the sunshine?
Well, I just hope that that when people hear it, they just feel kind of what Amber and I talked about when we're singing spiritual music and when we're singing what our beliefs are, that they just feel our testimonies come through that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was such a fun experience to be able to take a hymn, to kind of put our own version on it, and to just bear our testimony, but have fun with it in a very lighthearted way. And I think that it has such a great message, and I hope that people really understand what the message is. And I mean, it may be different for everybody, but just essentially that there is good out there and there is good in everybody, and that they can sense that just through this song.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think people really latch on to the pay it forward type of mentality. And I kind of felt that when making this and making the video, kind of had that pay it forward vibe to it. And, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, and you can focus on the bad or you can focus on the good. And, you know, sometimes you can't avoid the bad and you just kind of got to take it. But I really hope that people realize that, you know, even if there's a lot of crazy negative things that are going on, like, you can still make a point to be happy, if only for 3 minutes and 20 seconds of a song or whatever it might be. Like, you can still do that, and you have the power to do that. So
wonderful. That's a great note to end on. Thank you, ladies, for being with us today and sharing your thoughts. So to listen to Ashley and Amber's new rendition of Sunshine in My Soul, be sure to tune into the Mormon Channel live radio stream, and keep your eye out in the near future for an accompanying music video for this song featuring Ashley and Amber as well. And we're going to close today with a quote from author James Barry, who wrote Peter Pan. And he said, quote, "Those who bring sunshine to the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.